Well, we talk a lot about consciousness on this program, but exactly what is it and what does it allow us to do? In a moment, Dr. Leslie Wells joins us. Her book is called Path to Wealth Through Faith, and we will check in with her in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Our special guest now, Dr. Leslie Wells, a doctor of chiropractic and international speaker on the evolving human consciousness, author as well, radio talk show host too, holistic energy healing facilitator as well, and an intuitive life coach. Dr. Leslie's current passion is bringing this energetic vibrational exchange of consciousness known as EVE consciousness to people all over the place. We'll talk about that. And Dr. Leslie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, George. It's awesome to be on here with you. I feel like it's an honor because you have such a powerful outreach that I see as expansion.
Oh, it is
all over the place.
Huge.
Yeah.
And you're in the Charlotte area, so we're keeping you up late, but thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm accustomed to these hours when I'm doing my creative work. It's my best time.
How did you get involved in chiropractic and then into this holistic energy healing consciousness area?
Right. Well, you know, George, it started when I was young. And frankly, I believe that most of us come into life with some challenge or weakness that ultimately can catapult us into our destiny. And for me, when I was 14 years old, it was a severe spinal issue. I had curvature of the spine so severely that I had to have a steel rod put in my back when I was only 14.
Ouch.
So, yeah. You know, it's a young age to go through something so major. I was in the hospital for about 2 months and then a body cast for 9 months. And so that kind of launched me in a new direction. Most of my spine was fused, like 12 joints. And from there, I started coming back at life. Once I got out of that cast, I was kind of determined. I'm one of those people that when you give me a challenge, I just kind of want to go in the opposite direction as far as overcoming what might have seemed like something that would stop me. And so I moved forward with cheerleading and then teaching aerobics, and I majored in exercise physiology in college and ultimately started an aerobic studio in Atlanta, Georgia. So that was my kind of first business. Obviously, with a rod in my back, teaching three classes a day, I started having some pain in the back. And that led me in the direction that ultimately took me to a chiropractor. Okay,
so once
that kind of changed my life, as far as giving me some ease compared to what I'd had, I decided that I was going to go in a new direction. Now, I want to tell you that at the same time that I was having this new thought about what I was going to do career-wise, I was going through what I'd call a dark night of the soul, okay? I was married young in college, went through a real turn in my life. I was raised in a very traditional Christian home, and I had really been seeking awareness, consciousness, and spiritual knowledge and understanding from a young age. And by the time I was in my early 20s, I was really questioning what I had grown up with. And I came to a place of kind of throwing out all of my old beliefs and just seeking kind of an empty space, just leaping into the void. And in that place, I found myself, my first husband and I had a short-lived marriage, and I was divorced. I just found myself at a time of kind of desperation. And I cried out. I just came to one of those places where I just reached out and said, God, I can't prove you or disprove you, but I'm just choosing to believe that there's something more than this because I find such emptiness with no belief, okay?
Yeah.
And after 6 months of every day looking in the mirror, I was quite depressed and had kind of landed myself in the nightlife of Atlanta. I had been quite a sheltered, innocent young woman, and for the first time, I was kind of around nightclubs and the party scene, and I found myself in such a superficial environment and such a void within myself. I was really depressed, and I would look in the mirror every day and still see the same old me. Every day I was kind of praying and started reading the Bible some. And I didn't feel drawn to the religious system, but I didn't know where to go with my inner groping for spiritual connection. And after 6 months, I had an awakening dream that changed my life forever. And
what was that dream of?
Well, I'll fast forward to the end of the dream and say I called my dad sobbing at 2:30 in the morning and said, "Dad, I've met God." Okay.
Wow.
When I describe the dream, it's not so much the images that I'm going to tell you I saw. It was an experience that is hard to describe. It brought me to this massive heart opening. And in the dream, I saw a rainbow, a waterfall, a white bird in flight, like a white dove, and then the face of what I stereotype as representing Jesus. And I woke up from that, not with a religious kind of experience, it was something else. But let's just say I was so deeply moved. And the next day, I drove to a local convenience store. As I was getting out of the car, I thought of a man I knew from the gym I hadn't seen in like a year. I walked in the door, and there he was. And I was like, I had never had something like that happen before, because the image of his face was so vivid in my mind before I walked in there. And I went, "Was that you?" You know, I'm talking to the beyond humanness that came to me in the night. And from there forward, I would say, George, that I stepped into what I call a guided life. Okay? It was like synchronicity started happening.
Yeah, you were tapping into things that a lot of us that are in the intuitive psychic realm have been on that road and that mission for a long time. You got into it in a very interesting way.
Yeah, you see, which you know, George, it's kind of how life has unfolded for me. I kind of believe in an organic path, and I've had a lot of metaphysical and spiritual things unfold naturally for me without looking for it, just kind of spontaneously, and find out later what that was, you know? And then I've met people who have gone to courses to learn this or that, and I'm like, oh, is that what that was? You know, I really believe that all of us have the potential to start awakening to this higher awareness.
How did your father handle that 2:30 a.m. call?
You know, I'm sure he was confused, and to be honest, you know, for many years, as my path became more and more outside the box, I think he was a bit confused and probably praying for my soul at times, like this just, you know, didn't match, until his later years, as he moved, he passed 3 years ago, and in his later years, he started expanding his own mind and actually enjoying. I found out that my dad, from way early on, even, you know, within the religious system, really, really a Bible Belt lover of the cloth, okay, he would share with me the scriptures he loved to contemplate, and some of them are in Genesis, talking about beings, huge, giant beings who mated with human women here on Earth. And a lot of people don't know.
That's the Bible, the Nephilim, all that.
Exactly. So he was a bit of a deeper thinker himself, you know. And I came to learn about that later. But he also watched my path unfold, George, through a lot of eyebrow-raising experiences for most people, and one of them I'll tell about a bit later. But it was when I wrote a cosmic order and met my husband in 5 days, and there were just a number of things that he knew about that he began to become a believer as he observed my life. Okay, he saw what was happening. So once I moved into that guided life, George, that guidance ultimately led me to go to chiropractic school. I told you that my life was changed. I was really brought out of pain when I first saw that chiropractor.
Is this rod still in your spine?
It is, yeah.
Oh, my God. How long is this thing?
Oh, like a foot and a half.
Wow.
It fuses 12 joints.
I mean, can you bend over and touch your toes?
I can bend. Most people don't realize you can do a lot of bending from the hips with your spine straight anyway. So you wouldn't believe it. I mean, I carried on being very active, even in chiropractic school. I think I was the world's oldest cheerleader.
I'm trying to imagine where this rod goes without trying to damage your nerves or anything. How do they do this?
Well, it's outside of the spinal bones. So they hook the rod into what's called the neural canal at the top and bottom of the curves, and then they kind of jack that rod longer than it was originally, kind of like a car jack.
But it's under your skin, right?
It is. It's inside. So
can you feel it? If somebody touched your back, could they feel the rod?
Yeah, I mean, if you pressed and rubbed side to side, yes. You could feel it.
Interesting.
If you look for it, you know. You know, the interesting thing is, why doesn't it set off those metal detectors in the airport?
It does not?
Uh-uh.
Do you have to report that you have a rod in your spine?
No, I don't.
You just walk right through. That's interesting.
Yeah,
you would think it would.
I know it.
It's metal, isn't it? Or titanium or whatever it is?
Yeah, it's stainless steel. It is.
So with all this that has been going on with you, then did you self-teach yourself all these things about consciousness, or did you have some teacher?
Well, you know, just like that dream that started my path I told you about, one by one I had experience after experience that became more and more revealing, all the way up to in 2012, I got a transmission or a download of a new understanding about the human consciousness journey. But let me tell you how I got there in between. You see, when I was in chiropractic school, this guidance, you know, that showed me the guy that was in the store before I walked in the door, it got stronger and stronger, okay? And the last 2 years I was studying, I was being shown that I was supposed to go somewhere else, somewhere outside of the United States. I had never considered leaving the country. And I thought, well, okay, maybe this will be for a year or two. I didn't get a sense of the length of time, but I was being told that I needed to go somewhere else. And so I learned early on, this was still in my 20s, to kind of negotiate with the higher beings, right, or that which we call God. And so I said, look, let's make a deal. If I'm supposed to leave this country, when I have just graduated from school and I'm just launching myself in a new career, at least make it a country where they speak English. You know, I can't see myself leaving here, because at first I didn't have a direction of where I was going. I just had this deep sense of you're going somewhere, okay? So then one day I'm standing in line at the student snack bar, and there's a cute guy named Tom Little standing next to me. He's a Canadian guy. And he starts talking about how he just came back from playing rugby in New Zealand for 6 months. And as soon as he said New Zealand, every hair on my arms, my legs, you know, I got chills all over my whole body. Okay, every hair was standing on end. And I was like, wow, I hadn't experienced that before. Now, for those of you who've been on this track for a while, you're probably used to that sensation or hearing about how that energy is a, like electricity moving through the body that can make. So I had that happen for the first time, and I'm looking at my body like, what's going on? I leave that conversation, go back to the classroom for our next class, and there's a book on every desk. We had like 180 people in this class. I go to my desk, pick up the book, and it says on the cover, The New Zealand Report on Chiropractic. I was like, what? Then got chills again. That was my second sign. So I had the Tom talking about it, every hair standing on end. Then it happened in the classroom, and then it happened again and again and again. I'd go to someone's house, their television would be on. It'd be like a tourism show about New Zealand. So, you know, it came up and up and up until finally, I just announced to my family. You get to where it's almost scary. It's like, okay, I'm going.
Well, here's a quick question for us too, Leslie. Is it you, the individual, that makes that happen, or is it some outside force that's doing it?
You know, I think it's the energy that makes that happen, George, okay? And when you ask a question like that, it brings us to really say, what do we mean when we say me, right? If we say, is it me that makes it happen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, where do I stop and the field around me begin? Because, you know, we've got our bioelectric field that extends far further than our physical body, and ultimately my journey brought me in the end, or up to this date, to not only discover the mind-body connection, but the mind-world connection, which then kind of says, where do I end and that which is not me begin? But at this point, I would say it is energy. And as that energy takes a hit, it's almost like a God wink saying, there's something significant here.
Could you call it the force?
Yes, you could absolutely call it the force. And certainly we all walk different paths and interpret that force in different ways. But I believe we're coming to a time, George, where all those different paths are going to be coming to a unified place. And we really come to an understanding that the experience is the same, even if we call it different things and have a different paradigm that we wrap around it.
That could be. When we come back after the break, Leslie, I want to talk about this Eve consciousness, as you call it, and how people can really get into that mode as well. How long did it take you to figure that out?
You know, it was a 15-year journey of me getting these mysterious clues about Eve. Every time I met someone spiritual or of higher awareness, I would be coming forward with the experiences I'd had and said, does this mean anything to you? What is this Eve thing? And in 2012, it all made sense. The transmissions I got early in the year, every time I got in the shower, I got this massive download of information that brought it all together. So it was like the mystery finally revealed itself. Yeah.
What is your percent of chiropractic as opposed to holistic right now?
Oh, listen, that was another journey. So as I got myself landed in New Zealand, following my guidance, I ended up having 4 practices and 16 staff, and I had a chiropractor come on with me, an associate in one of my practices, who did this outside-the-box kind of energetic, advanced chiropractic, and it's called Network Spinal, okay? And so every year, having this rod in my spine, even with chiropractic care, I would have a meltdown with my low back. I'd have a time where things just went horribly wrong, and it was hard to walk for about a week, okay? And so after this fella, Jim Miller, came on with me as one of my associates, I had one of those meltdowns, and he heard about me being in the head office on my hands and knees signing papers on the floor because it was so hard to even stand up. It was ridiculous. So the staff were talking about it. Jim heard about it. This time, chiropractic wasn't helping. Osteopathy didn't help me, acupuncture, massage. Jim said, Dr. Leslie, come up here and just let me do some of this network spinal to you, okay? I knew about it. It was a really outside-the-box method of chiropractic, only taught to chiropractors, and it causes the body to begin to engage in ways to self-organize at a higher level. It's quite fascinating to watch, because people who are getting this method get this wave coming through their spine.
All right, let's talk about Eve consciousness when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Dr. Leslie Wells. Leslie, you have developed what is called the Eve consciousness movement, which stands for energetic vibrational exchange. But explain what that is.
You know, George, I wanted to say that as I moved into the awareness of Eve consciousness, which is really looking at human consciousness evolution, I realized that I could see parallels in the individuals that I had worked with through the years with Network Spinal. I have watched humans engage dormant brain function and move into higher awareness, higher abilities, intuitive abilities, which have opened up for me over time, even mediumship and a sense of the past, the present, and the future. And that's really how the Eve consciousness eventually unfolded to me. Eve consciousness, EVE stands for energetic vibrational exchange. And really what it is a multifaceted platform that offers a new experience of reality through understanding and engaging our inborn abilities to create. So I want to tell you more about exactly how that was downloaded to me.
Okay.
In 2012. But I want to say that I don't think I would have been available to actually receive that transmission if I hadn't been through the many years of peeling the layers, because I came from quite a traditional, conventional background. I really wasn't open to these things when I was younger, and it was a journey that made me more and more heightened in my awareness, and I think more receptive to be able to actually pick up, like my antenna was heightened, to be able to pick up those transmissions. And I believe we all have that within us. So I just wanted to mention that kind of the journey to eventually receiving those downloads was something that had to do with peeling away that which blocks us as humans from perceiving like that. And I believe there's a number of methods to help us to release those blockages these days. I call it the technology of faith. There's different methods that I believe have been brought for the human race. Donald Epstein, who was the developer of that Network Spinal I was talking about, he had encounters that he quietly alludes to those who he teaches when he was young, and I believe more recently. But he has had what he calls non-local intelligence downloaded to him. And just as this method of working energy without even manipulating the spine but barely touching points at the top and bottom where the spinal cord attaches to the bones can cause the body mind to start engaging with itself in a new way and driving these interesting waves through the spine like a dolphin swimming. There's been research about this work at the University of California at Irvine, and they're even likening their study of these waves to nonlinear mathematics. They're trying to understand more about human consciousness and energetic forces on the earth by observing and studying these automated waves that come through the spine. And what happened for me was I began getting this work, this Network Spinal. I began doing this work, and I started seeing people's lives change. And as I was practicing it, I began to have visions. Okay, about a year after I started practicing Network Spinal, as I was spending my day focusing and doing these light touches on people's spines and watching their bodies awaken to the energy flowing through it, I began to see a doorway of light. It was like a golden light shining through a doorway that was essentially floating in space. This is in my mind's eye while I'm working all day. Day after day, to my left obliquely in the air, I'm seeing in my mind's eye this golden doorway. And it came closer and closer over weeks and then months. And then one day I had a client call me. His name was Darren, and he said, "Dr. Leslie, I don't think you realize everything that's happening through the methods that you're using, the Network Spinal." And he said, "I've been shown my soul number, Every soul has a number, he said.
Through this program.
Yes. Right. So, well, it's not the program didn't make it happen, but he started having heightened awareness, and I've seen this many times in my practice, that because the, let's just say, those layers that block us from our higher awareness begin to get peeled. And as I said, I believe that we are actually activating dormant brain function. Science says we only use less than 5% of our brains. And I frankly believe that if we use 20%, we probably wouldn't need to talk to communicate.
You don't want to do that, do we?
Why not? Then we don't have to figure out what's fake news.
So how do we do a talk show?
Right. We telepath.
Telepathic. People make telepathic phone calls, but nobody hears it. They just do it through telepathy, right?
Exactly. Well, then you're getting the direct communication, okay? We're not mixing words when we're communicating thought to thought. So anyway, this gentleman told me about this, and soon we became friends, and we went with another friend one day to a church, which I hadn't had anything to do with the religious system in a long time. And when we were there, we held hands at one point, and the whole church was praying, and I saw that doorway of light this time again, all the way up to me. And a hand of light reached out of that doorway and brought me inside. And so a whole new world was there. I saw this place. I saw these beings standing on the right side of a red carpet going up to marble steps and a throne. And I couldn't tell what these beings were. They were in white robes. They were very tall. And I was just trying to kind of push it to see more, but you can't really do that. So I saw this place. I was amazed at what came. And then later, I sat with my friends and we meditated. Now, I told you that Darren said he'd been shown his soul number, and he said he had been shown significant past lives that he had lived, kind of historical. And one of them was, he said, Joseph, the, quote, stepfather of Jesus, okay? We went and met with a mentor of mine who knew nothing about this, and while we were having lunch, he looked at Darren and said, you know, Darren, when I look at you, I keep thinking of biblical times. He goes, I'm getting the name Joseph. So it was things like this, okay, these kind of, quote, coincidences that we know are more than that.
Well, and as we know, there are no coincidences.
Exactly. So these synchronicities were causing me to expand my belief, George. You see, I was very skeptical when I heard this man talking about what he had, this information he'd received. But when we go and meet with someone who knows nothing about it, and he comes up with that same name and identity, I was like, wow. So anyway, we sat and meditated, and I saw this room again. It was like turning a projector back on and watching a movie pick up where it was left off. I saw this red carpet. I saw these beings to the right, and I saw the images of Mother Mary, Joseph, and Jesus Christ, and I was there with these three. And it was like a ceremony or a ritual. And he said to me, Darren, while we were meditating, I told him what I was seeing. And he said, ask your soul number. And I said, what's my soul number? And I got 007. And I thought, gosh, that's a low number. He had told me his was like, you know, 342,000 and something.
You're James Bond, by the way.
Do you know, it was like 5 years later before I realized that was the thing. So I was like, what is this seven thing about? And then he said, ask about one of your original identities. And I got this name that was horrifying for me, especially because of my background. I got the word Eve. And I was like, oh, no, not that.
Well, how does this differ from what we would just call consciousness?
Well, you see, this was the beginnings of this Eve journey that I didn't understand. And I want to tell you that the day after I had this meditation and got this name Eve, I came into work a client was there named Heather. I was like, hi, Heather, how are you today? She was a missionary. And she grabbed her abdomen and went, oh, I've got cramps. And she looked me in the eyes and went, hello, Eve. I just about fell over. So this was an outside world confirmation. I've never before or since had somebody look at me and say, hello, Eve. She was meaning like, thanks a lot, Eve, for the curse. Now I've got menstrual cramps. But it was just this bizarre thing that happened the day after. And then for years after that, I kept getting these Eve indicators, just, you know, like passing a billboard. Or, and someone gave me a book called The Scrolls of Adam and Eve. Now, The Scrolls of Adam and Eve is a book that was channeled by J.J. Hertak, who also brought through The Keys of Enoch. Do you know J.J.?
Oh, yeah, we know J.J. Yeah, we sure do.
Okay, all right. So I know them personally now, but back then this was this obscure little book, and it didn't make a lot of sense to my mind, but sometimes you just get, you know, that prompting within yourself to take a look, and I would be moved, read page 37, the second paragraph, and I came across a paragraph that said, in the last days, Eve will be the vehicle of thought form creation. Now, all of this is about the mystery that happened for George, I kid you not, over 15 years. And eventually, life brought me to America, which is where I had the teachings of Eve consciousness downloaded.
What you claim is the third stage in consciousness, right?
Yes, yes.
What are the other two?
The other two stages are polarity consciousness and Christ consciousness.
And explain briefly those two.
Okay, so let me tell you that these downloads happened every time I got in the shower early in 2012. So I've learned later there's something about that water. Of course, water is an energy conductor. And so when I would get in the shower, I would get this download of information, and I was being shown the history of humanity and how we have come here intentionally to grow and expand and evolve. Grow and expand and evolve in our consciousness. So the beginning stage of human consciousness evolution was polarity consciousness.
Polarity. And then Christ consciousness?
Yes, is the second one. So the first stage is polarity consciousness, and in that early stage, which carries on forever, we still have the effects. We're surrounded by polarity consciousness now, and it's a part of our experience as humans. I want to refer for a moment here, George, to the story of the Garden of Eden, okay?
All right, sure.
Whether you see it literal or metaphorical, you have the story of the first humans, of Adam and Eve, as we call them, and they come to this place where Eve partakes of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now, there are some groups that look at that and say, you know, the turning from, quote, obedience to disobedience, the partaking of the forbidden fruit, is the fall of humanity. I have been shown that we never fell. We dove down intentionally. We came here as part of a higher plan to move into the deepest disconnect, the deepest density of consciousness in this third dimensional reality. So partaking of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil was us moving into the training ground of polarity consciousness. We moved into this linear, three-dimensional reality where we have linear time, linear space, linear distance, and we have the contrast, the comparative experience of life, where we are constantly perceiving and comparing and judging tall versus short, happy versus sad. And there's tools and gifts that come from each one of these consciousness stages, leading us towards our final destiny as thought form creators, as J.J. Hertak brought through in that book, The Scrolls of Adam and Eve.
If you know that you can get on this, I guess let's call it roadway of consciousness, can you do incredible things like heal people and anything else?
Yes. Yes, George, absolutely. We are moving to a place where we will be fulfilling the prophecy written in Scripture of Jesus that said, greater things than these will you also do. So the understandings of Eve consciousness is actually a platform for comprehending and also tools for enabling us to more easily align with and step into our destiny as thought form creators on planet Earth. We are moving into the era where we will transcend, as I have been shown, the experience of ourselves as human beings. And the name that I've been given, George, for the new experience of life on planet Earth that we will move into as a human race is called Hue Beings. We will move from human beings to Hue Beings, who are walking knowingly in the higher powers that we've always had the capacity for. But we had to go through an evolutionary journey to be ready and able to navigate and step into our role as what I would call conscious creator avatars.
Fascinating. Well, stick with us. We're going to come back in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM and take phone calls with Dr. Leslie Wells. Jump on board and tell us how you've used consciousness in your life.